producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And welcome back, and we did manage to track down Professor McKenney, who's another amazing guest, probably one of the most amazing guests I've ever talked to, because you're so brilliant, and you're not only a Christian, but you have an advanced, what I call a cosmic view of Christianity, in terms of far more advanced than what I call the baby kindergarten happy church Christians. I mean, you walk the science, and you talk the spirit of the Most High God, and that's really important to have both. If you have knowledge without wisdom, you are ultimately going to do evil. And Professor McKenney, you've seen some things. You actually just woke me up to a movie that was released with Matt Damon this last week at the box office, called The Martian. Bring Him Home with Matt Damon. The timing is pretty amazing, isn't it? How do you tie it with all these events? We've got, you know, the United Nations meeting, the biggest meeting of all the world leaders in the history of the planet. We've got the inauguration of the World Trade Center towers with the flag of the United Nations flying the Palestinian flag above the UN flag. We have the agreement today of the 11 nations of the Trans-Pacific Partnership.
We've got 40 nations total.
40 nations total. We're 72 nations actually leaders at that meeting. 72 nations, the biggest meeting of world leaders in the history of Earth.
That meeting is making all workers equal.
Right.
That's what about.
All workers on the planet. Now, by the way, this goes way beyond even communism. Communism was kind of like kindergarten compared to what they're planning. Because if you read Agenda 2030, and again, remember the Pope, the Pontifex, who's not a Christian, and people need to understand that, and Obama, who's a high-level Satanist and a Luciferic Satanist, these people, the Pontifex and the POTUS, met to declare the New World Order on the tabernacles, which is the birth date, according to biblical scholars, of not only Adam, but also Yeshua, Jesus. Because if you actually time the 6 months difference between those particular Hebrew dates and the birth of John the Baptist, it backdates you directly to tabernacles. And in fact, all the rabbinic know that the sanctification of the temple and the start of the Jewish sacrifice can only occur on a Sukkot after a Shemitah year starts, which means, and this is 120th Shemitah, which is 49 years times 120, since the birth of Adam. This is the 120th. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, well, the release of this movie this weekend, the timing is so amazing. I mean, this has all been in the planning for a very, very long time. But the past week I was talking about the NASA very heavily pre-announced release that they had discovered water on Mars, when in fact they really haven't discovered water. They have discovered some finger-like appearances of.
Right, but they went back and looked at the data from the rocks in the 1970s that recovered from Mars, because they've had them here for a long time, and they discovered there were proof of microbes back even from the rocks back in the 1970s. So the fact is, they've known this. They even do color scale changing of the pictures and the photographs. You don't see a blue sky over Mars, do you?
No.
You always see the red skies over Mars, when in fact we know that the optics are light descending through any atmosphere, even a mild one, is going to turn the light blue.
The real story here is that they have had serious programs investigating Mars in archaeology on Mars for decades, and this story that they're feeding the public is the flat, what I call the flat Earth story. Just like in the Middle Ages, the church was responsible for educating the people that the earth was flat. And that was a psychological training so that they wouldn't go sailing off across the edge of the ocean. It was mental containment, and that's what they're doing with Mars right now. And this Matt Damon movie fits right in. I mean, what's the subliminal message in the Matt Damon movie? Mars is an inhospitable planet. It took NASA 30 years. This is in the future. It took them 30 years to plan on getting there. There's a disaster, and you will never get to go there. Only this mega program at NASA could ever get there. you know, and so that's the subliminal message. And so everybody go home with that subliminal flat earth message that they're never going to go there. They're only going to be able to see what NASA tells them about Mars.
Right, but when you square it with the actual facts, because I had presidential level security clearance, and the very first thing that the director of U.S. Space Command said on July 10th, 1994, was we control every cubic centimeter of space between here and Mars, and we found ancient monuments on there, and we have a colony since 1982. So the very fact that they tell you all this hogwash and we don't have, you know, special types of, you know, ion jet
rockets.
These little rovers
going around
Going around, looking around the sky and everything. This is all disinformation to tell you lies. The fact is, and this is something people should understand, genetic engineering has been on Earth for tens of thousands of years. People need to understand that. They need to understand we have direct interaction between advanced beings from other worlds and other realms, I call transdimensionals, forever, in every holy book in the ancient world. And when the so-called churches don't deal with this, and these sections of the Bible, like the book of Daniel chapter 2, or talks about, if you look at the Hebrew, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of man. It talks about the book in clay and iron. That's why we have our ministries, clayandiron.com ministries, is we deal with the very fact of the proof, not getting conjecture, of genetic engineering of not only the human race, but other species on this planet. And the fact is, we now know that the human race, in my opinion, that the human race probably did not originate here. That we came from elsewhere, and we were genetically upgraded. Yeah, we were genetically upgraded by an ancient civilization. That probably the parent civilization was on Mars.
Oh, exactly. And that's the case. And Earth possibly was terraformed, you know.
Right. Of course, it was terraformed. It's just like we're going to terraform. In fact, one of the first things they said to me at Space Command is we have five planets and moons in the solar system besides Earth. We're going to terraform in the next 1,000 years. And Mars was number one. Titan was number two. And there were now a series of them. They're planning on terraforming these different planetary objects. And that's just in our local solar system. The whole purpose, for example, of CERN, and again, remember on the astral plane, they're talking about the World Trade Center, that is an astral stargate. It's literally trying to bring from Mars, Bell, from Mars back to Earth, which means it's the parent civilization. So all these high-level Masonic orders are honoring the planet civilization, the parent civilization in Mars. That's what it is.
And so what they need is the flat Earth theory to pawn off on the public.
This is the flat Earth theory right now. These are dead areas, and there was no sign of previous civilizations of mankind. Yes, and there was an Adam-man, where God placed literally a man on Earth whose name was Adam, which was the father of all our current civilizations. But remember, they also took wives from the land of Nod. Outside, there were not blood descendants of Adam because they had intermarriage. That, in fact, there were pre-man or other types of man-like creatures that interacted and interbred with the Adam man. And people need to know, it's right in the Bible. And say, well, how do you figure out this anomaly? It explains that Adam was put here and his birthday was on Tabernacles, but there were other pre-Adamic man here on the planet.
Yeah, the whole banking system, the way of attacking a civilization, controlling them with credit money, with established credit and usury fees. This goes way, way back. And so
right. Well, in fact, it's a Babylonish contract system. The ancient world. That's why it became this. You know, Babylon became the city of contracts, and the city of how they set the system up. And again, it's like America. It was all made by immigrants from all over the ancient world.
Right.
And these are the survivor nations of what previous cataclysms, because again, cataclysms the nature of the universe. And in these ancient worlds, remember, there's galactic and cosmic wars. I believe that there was an ancient cosmic and galactic war, which is not just a scientific and technical war, but a spiritual war against the creator god, Yesh Hesh Vesh, the king of wisdom of the universe. So we're not just dealing with a physical war on this lower plane. We're dealing with a spirit war in the realm of the soul or mind of a superintelligence called Lucifer or Satan against the creator god that's the ultimate wisdom of the universe. And
well, you know, most people don't even understand that their physical body is controlled by a spiritual entity that resides in them.
Exactly.
People are walking around trying to figure out how their brain works. Well, the brain is a you know, an electronic control
sensory interface.
The body.
It's a sensory interface. It's like an LCD screen for the computer, which is, exists in another realm, right?
Absolutely.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Attention NutriMedical listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to NutriMedical unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-477-3248. Try it now to listen to NutriMedical 24-7 at no extra cost for data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3248. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear NutriMedical untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3248.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. McCanny, it may be shocking for people, but what I want is the truth to come out before falseness and lies come out. The Vatican has been sidestepped by this issue of pedophilia in the Catholic Church, but the Pope is chomping at the bit to talk about first contact and alien life and even talk about baptism. There's an actual section of the Vatican that's involved directly with talking about alien life and even their Arecibo telescopes and all of their scientific research. The reason is they want to control the message and the perversion of that message, which is why movies like this one, Bring Him Home with Matt Damon, is all there to lie to the people about the nature of what we are. We are a tripart being, which is both physical, spirit, a soul, and eternal when we fuse our spirit soul with the Most High God, which means we are potentially, but not certain until we have that relationship, eternal beings. We are actually part of the, this is the way I described the analogy. Jesus said, you are the body or the bride of the Most High. So in other words, we are collectively believers that are literally fused to the spirit of the Most High. We are literally the bride of the Most High. Therefore, we collectively, Christians, believers, are, in a sense, the queen of heaven. Just the exact opposite of the whore, Isis, and that's in the ancient pagan mystery schools, that, in fact, believers that literally hear and do the will of the Most High, that they do what's called Shema, are, in fact, the ones that give God children, that learn to the King of Wisdom, and literally live on Earth or other planets as we spread out for 100 years from now. We'll be on hundreds or thousands of planets. But, of course, we're at the edge of a time when the evil one wants to destroy mankind before we get off the planet and reemerge as a galactic civilization. That's the reality of what we're facing right now with the announcement last Sunday of the New World Order, is to destroy mankind and to cut us off, to abort the planet. So the best way to think of Lucifer Satan is a grand abortionist to abort the nature of mankind and who we are.
Well, if you just look at the 40 country, now, you know, probably in seriously 72 country Pacific Accord, it's supposedly meant so that we can oppose China economically and have some say in our future. But the reality is that China is included.
Of course, so is Russia. Russia's playing this game, too. The banks in Russia are Sabbatean Satanistic, and people need to know. Even many of the names, even Israel, is Isis, Ra, El, God. People need to understand this. There's always been an interplay between ancient paganism. That's why the highest orders in Masonry always use ancient Hebrew symbols and refer back to Solomon as the great architect of ancient, if you want to call it Masonism, and the resurrection of the ancient rites of Sumer, Egypt, going right back to Atlantis.
Yeah, well, you were very right when you said that this makes communism in Russia look like a punk. This entire accord is making all workers, in the socialist sense of the world, that's the term for people, is a worker.
Right.
You know, like a worker, you're either the royalty ant or you're the worker ant, and there's no Mr. in between. And
right.
so
Which is why
it's saying that the people in these 40 countries are all equal. You are all a worker now.
What it's doing is it's dissolving the nation state in favor of 10 world trade regions, which they announced in the fall at the Foreign Affairs, which is the Journal of the Council on Foreign Relations, the CFR, another arm of the globalist. And
well, see,
the nation
other
says the Bible will give their power in 1 hour, 1 7-year period, to the beast, which it literally started last Sunday, which...
That's what all this
is
about.
I don't want to declare this, but it is screaming out at me to tell me that
absolutely.
Last Sunday started the tribulation. Last Sunday.
So the Pope in New York, Putin in New York, and these people, and once again, it's the old dog and pony show, us against Russia, us against China, us against ISIS, all of these constructed boogeymen, when in fact... If you look at Tier 1 science, there are no international boundaries and haven't been for over 50 years.
Exactly. In fact, even the International Space Station and the off-world space projects, including on the Mars colony, is international. It's not just American. It includes Russia and Chinese and so on. And if you actually go to the space station, you'll see Canadian scientists. My wife's nephew is working on a contract. He's a senior engineer in Eastern Canada, actually working on what's called computer and physical ballistics for micrometeorites, and work for Lockheed Martin. I know all this stuff classified. In fact, because I have a photographic memory and advanced scientific knowledge in virtually every field in science, from astrophysics to biology to geotectonics to weather systems, and I talk to all these scientists, and I don't forget anything. Over time, what would happen when I worked with these people in Colorado, they would come to me not just for their medical issues. They wanted to find out what other people were doing in highly compartmentalized areas, because the main thing you need to understand, including within the government or these secret orders, is they're all highly compartmentalized. They're always told they're at the peak of whatever order they're in. They're always told they're at the peak.
Yep. They all, and they're so, they know they're compartmentalized, so they don't know anything else that's going on.
And they freak out when I tell them the truth. Or I'd make logical conjectures. I said, the most important thing is I don't have all the answers. That's why I can't say for certain that. But all of the biblical signs and of my spirit tells me, when I went through New York City and had this private historic tour, it tells me that it's screaming out at me, like, declare this, ask people to pray on it. And I want people's response out there. I want to know what you get in prayer, what you get in research. Do you hear? And again, I believe that the great revival started last Sunday because the declarations are so obscene by the Pope and the Pontifex and the POTUS. I think the declaration of Agenda 23rd is such an abomination. We have now a three-week conclave of the archbishops and the cardinals that are actually going to try to incise into Roman Catholicism for 1.3 billion Catholics that having bisexual priests is a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not going to excise or get rid of celibacy or get rid of pedophilia. No, no, no. In fact, if anything, they're going to say it's perfectly fine.
Well,
again, Libertas
exactly
is the...
Right. And they've already stepped across the... many of the other boundaries leading up to the fact that, oh, these are nice people too. You know, these people that are pedophiles, oh, they're good people too. You know, and that's what they use. In the
Well, we have it in our government. You know that the American military have been told not to have our military officers stop pedophilia in the Afghan tents, where they have young boys, 12, 13, 14, chained to tents for sex objects by senior Afghan military personnel. The boys are in the night screaming and trying to get away, and they're literally being treated as sex objects by these Afghan Muslims, and our military can't intervene to stop this pedophilia. This is Obama in action, a bisexual pedophilic monster who is created literally by shattering a psyche because he was abused as a child. And I asked God, I said, give me a vision of who Obama is. And of course his name is, you know, is Barry. They call him Barry Satoro, but it's really, what's his last name? Davis. Barry Davis is our current president. Because his biological father is probably Barry Davis, who, by the way, was friends with the CIA operative who is his mother's father, okay? And he knew Frank Marshall Davis personally. So these people weren't enemies of communism. They were allies of it, just like we are allies in the background with Turkey and Saudi Arabia and King Salman of ISIS. So they have multi-level space tests going on here. We're at war with ISIS. We're their friends. We're going to bomb them, and we have ineffective attacking, and then Russia's come in, and they're going to start bombing ISIS. This is all for public consumption. The real issue is the New World Order was born last Sunday, and the world government was born last Sunday.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, and there's some other interesting physical signs of it. They're pretty remarkable. The atrium space of the 9/11 Memorial also features two tridents, which are, again, this goes back to these occult mystery things. It has a cross, and it looks like a Jewish, like a Christian cross, but actually has a trident above it from the World Trade Center Tower, the supposedly surviving girders, steel beams from the World Trade Center. And again, all these signs are right in plain sight, just like the Gazit stone, with the quote that says, "We shall raise," the bricks have fallen, but we shall raise it up. And when you look at all these things, it's right in your face. Just like, for example, at the top of the World Trade Center, it says, four square, again, is a Masonic symbol, which is the same as the Kaaba in Mecca. And the two different reflecting pools, the World Trade Center 1 and 2, are exactly like the Kaaba in Mecca for the Muslims. And the World Trade Center tower has a square on the bottom. 52nd floor of the octagon starts with these four top and bottom intersecting isosceles triangles. So when you look at it, and Michelle knows the first, my wife, she said, it's a pyramid. And when we looked up, and I took photographs of it, and I'll post it up on the site, you could actually see this pyramid going into the clouds. I mean, I get the hair on the back of my neck stood up, and said, oh my gosh, I'm seeing a pyramid. It's an obelisk, and it has what's called an antiprism, which means in the top of these prisms, meaning all the prismatic light of the world is converging back into white light at the top of this, you know, the four square area in the very top of the World Trade Center tower, One World Trade. This is completely, again, an astral stargate for the return from Mars of Apollo, Apollonius, or, again, remember CERN, their primary thing they have over it is the Kali, which is the destroyer of worlds. So they're literally asking for the return of Lucifer, Satan to rule Earth, what they're doing on the symbology.
This is common in many archaeologies. In Mayan archaeology, you have a character that they misnamed and called Jacques Moul. And literally, he's a foreign person in that culture, but central on the top of the platform at Venus in Chichen Itza, there is Jacques Moul sitting there looking westerly, expecting the return. And so, anyway, this concept of the return is characteristic in many archaeological settings. But that's the thing. Like you say, you have.
Well, they talk about the return of Enki, which is another symbol of Lucifer. Enki. And, of course, the trident, again, is a symbol. If you look at this in astrology, it's a mythical planet symbol. Of course, it ties back to Mars. It symbolizes also the astral or third eye and the pineal gland. It symbolizes also the ancient sign in occult symbol for magnesium. And also, which, of course, is the element of life. It actually converts light into the plant life. It also is the primary mineral that regulates your cells and all your enzymes and your DNA is magnesium. So all the symbology is right in our face. It actually is the primary thing that regulates your DNA is magnesium. Interesting, eh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But the back to the basics, I mean, how does this affect the average guy in the street?
Right.
You are now, and they say that Congress still has to approve this, but what you're going to see here is the political dog and pony show. Oh, we oppose this, and people are aligning with unions, et cetera, saying they're going to protect the unions. But it's just like the free trade agreement.
Right. Well, the agreement supersedes the agreement makes the government vestigial.
Right.
What it does is it means the Congress and the Senate and even the office of a president, even if we elect one, this president, even if they elect a president in another term, say 45th president, he has no power, neither does Congress or the Senate, because the treaty of the Trans-Pacific Partnership and soon the Transatlantic Partnership supersedes it, because those treaties supersede any laws on anything we do here, and the things like the International Court of Justice in The Hague, the United Nations Court, etc., then supersedes the laws of the land, and all of the nation states of the earth are, by this declaration last Sunday, null and void. It means that they no longer have, and now that the 11 nations have agreed to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, this is a dissolution of nation states that is in the process right now.
Right, and then they're going to keep the dog and pony show going just so that people don't understand that. But basically, you are now the equivalent of the 5 cent per hour worker in China. And that's what it's all about, And once again, you have to understand the term worker and what that really means in this context.
Well, they literally create a hive. When I went to New York City, the best way I would describe New York City and Manhattan was a hive. And if you go to the different places, and they're constantly being rebuilt, whether it's taking old industrial buildings and rebuilding, like Google bought a million square feet of an old industrial warehouse in literally the waterfront and so on. There, it is the capital of the New World Order. It is Babylon the Great. It is the harlot capital of planet Earth. And there's a rededication and redeclaration of that last Sunday on the Blood Moon.
But the other thing that's been going on was the complete reloading of Facebook, Google, Skype, Twitter. And that's why we had all these outages over the past weeks, is because they were doing software upgrades.
Well,
the entire issue is control of information flow. So that nothing against their information is allowed.
When I was flying back from New York to Los Angeles Airport, I watched it again for the fourth or fifth time now, just to see the symbology, because all these movies have what's called occult symbology. And the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger called Terminator Genesis, Genesis is Skywatch. Now, I don't know if you saw the movie, but what it means is that they're going to connect everything. And I can tell you, again, this is something that people may or may not want to understand, but before I went to Colorado Springs, I had both natural and supernatural interventions that really opened up a job, so I had presidential security clearance to take care of employees working at U.S. Space Command, Strategic Defense, Star Wars, and the Virtual World Project, which is an underground super complex, an array, underground array of Cray 4 and Cray 5 gallium arsenide quantum computers with a virtual world copy called the Virtual World Project. And there is not an individual who has ever drawn breath or had a pulse and knows more about the actual technological mark of the beast than I do. And that's not a boast. That's a fearful thing to say. Because I got to tell you right now, this is, when I saw that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, it was actual archetype to tell you that what they're doing. And remember, at this United Nations meeting, guess what? The guy that's the head of Facebook, again, Zuckerberg, had a major...
That's what I was just going to start talking
make
about.
A statement. I want you to talk about this because people need to start connecting the dots. When you see a movie like, you know, Terminator Genesis, they're ready. They're creating smart dust. They want to put injections in everybody. They want chipping everybody. And by the way, it's all in cell phones now. You don't even need cash. You can take your Samsung phone and you can have Samsung cash. Boom. It's paid for. In most of the checkouts, by the way, in every other country except North America, if you go to Europe or elsewhere, like in China and in Hong Kong, you don't need to have cash. You use your cell phone. Those articles all have a chip in the actual product that you're actually scanning through the scanner, and your cell phone pays it. You don't need it to have a clerk there. That's already over in Europe right now. It's there now.
Great. All countries have been chipped. The United States
what
is
they
the
want
last
is they,
one.
Yeah, what they want to do is they make not only all the products out there, it's called the Internet of Things, which is why the smart grid makes all of your appliances in your home part of that Internet of Things. And when they chip you, and again, this is what I was told. I had after I did a talk in 1998 with the Prophecy Club, Catherine Coleman's old church that she had literally done some prophetic work in downtown Denver. The night before, I was told I was going to have to take over the conference because they're our conference leader that came in from South Africa, I was, you know, it's the supernatural, was told he was going to be sick. And for 90 minutes, I did a talk with about 2,000 or 3,000 people that had come from all over the world to talk about this. And I told them specifically what I saw when I worked at Lockheed Martin, Lucent Technologies, Storage Tech, etc. And I can tell you, it's all coming true today. It started last Sunday, and with the declaration of the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the United Nations meeting, things are rocking and rolling. Now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply arguably the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions.
And welcome back, Professor McCanny. So what comments do you have about Mr. Zuckerberg? And again, he's the face of Facebook. Remember, all of these what we call social networking agencies are just like the rise of you know, Skynet, which is this movie Genesis, you know, is Skynet. And Skynet's going to take over the world and create this new hybrid of human and nanotechnology to create a new super race of super beings out of the human race that's in this movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. All this is predictive programming because the globalists are literally trying to tell us in advance either disinformation or twist the consciousness of the population so we'll accept the current state of degradation and destruction.
No, absolutely. That's exactly right. These subliminal messages in all of these movies, the Matt Damon movie. But Zuckerberg became the 10th, entered the top 10 richest people in the world this past week in Forbes. Isn't that amazing? And so, but is it because he's a smart guy and made a bunch of good business deals? No, it's because he traded a social networking phenomena to the CIA, and now they build him up like a Hollywood star, making it people think that they're
basically, even if you come up with a good idea, if you do, you're going to be either recruited in or they're going to actually use you as the face of the inventors behind the scenes of the system. When I took care of people working on the Virtual World Project, let me give you just a few details. I want you to cross-examine on this. Every individual in the first and second world was considered a node. 3COM, which is a phone system that went into China, is completely controlled by the NSA. People out there, if you're in China and you're listening, every phone, fax, and email on the planet since the last 40 years almost, it's because it's 2015, but let's say 35 years plus, has been monitored since the early 1980s. And in every language on the planet, the keywords, every phone, fax, and email, they know the GPS coordinates. They can even tune into the dial tone of your phone. In fact, one of my people that's a high-level contact inside the NSA told me face-to-face that they can actually tell the dial tone if you're on the phone, in your bathroom, or your kitchen in Basra, Iraq. And that was in 1994. So what people need to start grasping here is God gives us spirit knowledge and physical and scientific knowledge. And what you need to do, and I tell people, for God's sake, don't accept anything that we say. But research it and then pray. And if your intellect and your spirit tells you that this is true, pray to God, what do we do next? Because it's going to require the movement. This is why this is going to drive people. Revival doesn't occur because we tell you something and it seems, oh, wow, whiz bang, this is crazy. Revival occurs because the Spirit of God confirms to you that what we're saying is true, because we're speaking not only scientific and technical and geopolitical truth, but we're speaking what we call spirit truth, spirit knowledge that comes from the King of Wisdom, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father in the flesh, the Most High God, who is in our soul and spirit fused, because we are not mortal souls, we are eternal ones when we live with the Most High God. So people need to start grasping that, and I'm asking this question, I'm not making a declaration, I personally think there is a grave possibility that the actual tribulation started last Sunday. There's a grave possibility.
If you look at the timing of the release of the Matt Damon movie, and plus, when Hollywood puts something together, let's say Ben-Hur or, you know, one of the great mega movies, they can, you know, pick all the right, the producers, the screenplay writers, the music, the actor Matt Damon. You know, look at this, Damon's history as a star.
Right.
He's done plenty of promotion for the war industry for Hollywood. But now this is his top role. And he may not understand it, but the whole point of this, I don't know why, I do know why, Mars is the super hot button, because this is their control, the history of Mars and the understanding of Baal worship. This is core and central.
Baal worship is basically worship of Mars as the parent civilization.
That's
what we're talking about.
We're discovering what's going on. So these NASA's announcement Monday, the Matt Damon movie about Mars, the driving this concept to the public that Mars is this barren planet. You know, you could never go there. Don't think about it. I mean, just go right back again to the
2055 before we go there. All the solutions.
Yeah, and only NASA can do it. And so and you have to sit there and wait for NASA to beam pictures back for you to see from their stupid little rovers.
Yeah, like your little child, you know. Like, you can't figure these things out. Even when they look at their data from the rocks, they've already proven there was actually... Now, if there's microbes and other things, even on asteroids and comets. I mean, asteroids and rocks that come back from Mars. Because remember, when Mars gets hit, there's been rocks landing on Mars for millions of years landing on the Earth. Because it just simply... You know, a large asteroid or comet, something hits it, it goes and throws pieces out into space. Some of those pieces actually land on Earth and have been for millions of years. That's why when they find rocks, they know they're Martian rocks from the geology and analysis of them, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. So
there's no even going there. You don't need to go there and pick them up. They're here on Earth already.
Right, exactly. And so, this is a trickle of information out to the public, just to keep the geeks reading Discover magazine or whatever else it is, you know, the glossy Scientific American or National Geographic, which fronts a lot of very tier two science, very much tier two science for the public. And there's a message behind this. No NASA scientist can come up to the podium and go into a newsroom and say, hey, I'm going to give an interview on this great stuff. It's all controlled. Every word, every ounce of information. You see with the European Space Agency talking about the Rosetta mission. There ain't no water. There's no ice on that nucleus. There's nothing coming off to create the tail that's always there. How can these scientists, in the face of the elephant in the room, not understand?
Right.
What's going
so they
on?
So they land on the what Rosetta. Land on this Rosetta comet. They find absolutely no indication that there's water. They will create this sort of water tail. In other words, a flying ball of ice, and it's created by plasma physics, which you know you talked about. In fact, I like to say this. Right from the time that I could travel with the Prophecy Club, my ministry is a mosaic ministry. Okay, you as an astrophysicist, as the if you want to call it the the scientific leader in astrophysics in terms of plasma physics, have got an Elijah-type ministry. And people need to understand that there's a scientific truth here to this, and there's a geopolitical and a spirit truth. And when the two truths cross each other at the right timing, again, there was the right timing for this revival to start. No one can dispute what the Pope is saying now is an abomination. No one can dispute the United Nations. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's the number of clocks that are winding up to the zero are so many right now. There are
right.
So, yeah, many
so anybody who said Deagle's crazy, how does Professor McKenney know all these things? Just look at it. Look at the plain statements. And you know, the most powerful thing when I went to court was the use of quote marks. Just quote the United Nations. Quote Mahmoud Abbas. Quote Bashar al-Assad. Quote Vladimir Putin. Quote Obama. Just use quote marks. You don't need to hear a word from me or a word from Professor McKenney. You need to use your spirit, which is prayer and silence and asking God for the truth, and simply your intellect. And I'd say get out of Babylon and talk about the Babylonian churches. And I mean all public religions. Because all of them, and you need to confront your pastors and your rabbis and your heads of Islamic mosques and your imams and everything and your Buddhist leaders, because they're all teaching you lies to keep you in chains spiritually and physically for destruction of your physical body and destruction of your soul. Because your soul is not eternal until it's married to the Spirit of the Most High God, seeking truth and wisdom, the King of Wisdom, Yehesh Vesh. And we have three callings that make us gods. Own children. Number one, we get to speak Gabriel, to speak for God. We get Michael, which means we can fight for the God's people, and the Heshvesh, which means we have the wisdom of the Most High. Because Jesus said, if anyone knocks at the door and wants me to come in and sup with them, I will come in and I will teach them. In other words, there is only one door to the Most High to heaven, and that is Yeshua. But he said, when I return, you shall be as I am. We are not qualitatively different than Jesus or Yeshua.
One thing, Dr. Bill, that the people have to understand, there's an expression in the Bible that it would be far easier for you to walk through the eye of a needle than a rich man become, in the inner circle. And I would say equally, it would be easier for you to walk through an eye of a needle than an educated man to become in the inner circle.
Yeah.
Because education means total disinformation.
Yeah, that's right. You're taught lies in the churches, lies in the universities, lies in the geopolitical realm, lies in the boardrooms. And today, we are stripping the lies. Again, as I mentioned last week on the shows, the day of knowledge and wisdom has come. The day of revival started last Sunday on the declaration of the New World Order. And no one can dispute what we're telling is the truth today if you are truly quiet and ask in prayer for the Most High. This is the day of revival.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.